Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Another beautiful day here in Monroe County, and a happy one over here in Mustang territory.
Mustangs are happy. Cougars are happy. Hoosiers are happy. Hillary fans are happy. Trump fans are happy. Even Cruz fans are a little happy this morning.
Yeah, I think
so. They found a little foothold to stay on. Rubios, we'll have to call the Rubios and see how they're doing. But Marty checks in every Wednesday not to talk about basketball, but we do talk about politics and what's happening in county government. And Marty, as you let me know before we got started this morning, just so people know, there was no meeting last night. When are you guys back on track?
That'll be next week. And so we have a very small preliminary agenda that was put out yesterday, but there's always lots of changes before the end of the time, you know, because this, they said there's a time frame here at the council office, so I don't know, maybe someone's going to be gone. There's a on the agenda several things to take care of our Futures Family Planning Clinic with their grant dollars. One of them is like for $274,555. You know, it's so important that we continue to remind the public that we have a Monroe County Family Planning Clinic to offer many, many services, and that's there in the health building on the lower level. Called Futures Family Planning. So,
Marty, who's able to go to that?
It is set up for folks who need assistance with maybe they don't have as much money as they would like to have to be able to provide the services, to receive the services. And so, absolutely, check in there if you know of anyone who needs family planning, and they do not have the dollars to go to a family doctor.
Okay, because that's important. I mean,
absolutely,
you know,
who can use these services is just as important as who's providing. There's no doubt about that.
Right, and the fund covers the primary budget for this clinic, and it's covered by Title X dollars and other revenue fees such as Medicaid or third party payers, or even fees or donations. So we have a lot to offer here in this county, and so many people do not know about it. And so we need to continue to remind folks of that, that there is a place to go to. Okay, and then the other thing, of course, we have additional dollars going into the Veterans Affairs Office. We've made that full-time, but we hadn't budgeted for it for full-time as yet, and so there's an additional amount being asked for, $41,500 to cover expenses there in the Veterans Affairs Office. And that also is a wonderful service for our veterans, because you're actually not required to have a full-time Veterans Affairs Office, but this should make certain that our many, many veterans here in this area will receive the kind of services and assistance. We have really great office staff there, and that gal is really terrific. But now that'll give us two people in there full time, and so that's good news.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. County Councilwoman checks in. No meeting last night, but we're getting you ready for what you're going to see on next week's agenda when we move forward. And what else is on there?
One of those things, let me add, is, you know, they made a big mistake, and the auditor's office made a big mistake on that Honeywell project, and they spent out like $1,600,000+ without authority to spend, and we're supposed to be ratifying that to say, well, actually what they spent it for was what really was supposed to be the money used for. And when I share that with you, then I go back to our a meeting of for the staff, the county commissioners Tuesday meetings that they have, and this is some of the minutes that were sent out having to do with it. And the Honeywell project, there's some problems with that, in that part of that was for the plumbing at the jail, so that it may sound not very important, but if you have those toilets in the jail not flushing, you can believe they've got a problem. So that they evidently installed. Now, I'm just going by what I'm reading.
Just help us out on one thing. What was the Honeywell project for again?
Honeywell project was to be able to conserve on water, to put in better windows so that you've got
And the jail was part of that.
And all of this heating and cooling and all of this is supposed to be saving money. But, you know, sometimes such things as just simply when you're managing a jail, that's like running a big, now many times, you know, you have to rely on making sure the plumbing's working right. And I'm told that the penal toilets, that the initial work was done poorly, and there was a lack of confidence in how the valve worked. Well, that may sound boring, but you know what? If you've got a jail full of toilets that are not flushing correctly, you've got a problem. So I'm hoping that there will be those who will meet with people who did that work and make sure that that's all covered. That I know at one point I had suggested to one of the commissioners that we not be as careful about water usage there, because some of these bigger apartments were having trouble with some of these low flush toilets. And once again, that may not sound important to your listeners, but it's all money, and it's expensive to have to go in and redo all these things. So I'm hoping that the people that were supposed to do it right to begin with will be made sure they do it right again. And also, at that same meeting, there's having to do with the parking garage that they discussed. Now, this isn't having to do with the Honeywell, but having to do with the parking garage behind the Justice Building. It appears to me that perhaps one of the reasons why they're concerned about having it open to the general public is because of security for our Justice Building. You know, the sheriff has in the past, one of our former sheriffs, have been very concerned about the parking just around the Justice Building. So, you know, on street level. So there's concern that in the parking garage, that really the general public could almost have communication with the people who are within the jail, and also be able to be looking right into the judge's offices and so forth. So that may very well be something.
Marty, you've been in a parking garage before in your life where the first three floors are open to the public and the next seven floors are open to employees or whatever else. That's something that that can be. Again, if you took public money, you made a garage for employees, and the public's not allowed to use it. That's basically what
and
it came down to.
I don't argue that at all. I am just saying understand security issues, and
this whole community,
perhaps they might have thought of that first.
Sure. now that they built it and said, oh, geez, look at that. Now we've got security issues. That's your money at work, folks.
I guess I'm a little confused as this whole idea of communicating with people in the jail. Were they thinking they're going to be able to see them through the windows and in on the floors of the jail somehow and communicate that way? I mean,
that's just a
kind of odd comment.
Right, and I apologize that I do not know anything any more than what's being sent out to say that this was part of the concerns shared by the judges to the commissioners, and so
we don't want people peering into people's windows to see when they're leaving, time their schedules out.
Oh no,
like
no,
that.
No! I get that part of it. I'm talking about the communication with the jail, the people in the jail. So I'm like going, okay, why aren't we putting maybe reflective films on there so that only people can see out and people can't see into those windows?
Right, and I understand that that's part of what has been suggested for the judges' offices, that they would put window tinting in, but that evidently at nighttime the tinting doesn't work.
Sure.
Then they have to use blinds. And I'm just sharing with you the notes from a meeting.
You know, Marty, if I don't want people to look in my house, I put my blinds down.
Well, I don't know that you can put blinds in the jail itself.
Well, so not
I
there,
do not
but the
know whether or not how what kind of a window situation that is.
The ship has sailed is the point. It ain't getting fixed. That's what's going on.
I beg your pardon?
The ship has sailed. They're not going to do anything about it. They want to keep the public out of the parking garage. They're going to give you every reason why they're not going to put them in there. That's,
well,
that's what it is.
And I will just say that they didn't send this to me to say this is why we're not.
Sure.
And I'm not putting
words in your mouth either. My opinion is this was built with no public in mind, and big deal. There's no public in there.
But even with what you're saying, though, why couldn't communication be happening between employees of the county and people in the jail, or people seeing stuff from that are, you know, perhaps, you know, an employee's, you know, a passenger in their car? I mean, there's all these things are possible, even with the people, you know, even it being, you know, employees of the county. All this stuff is still possible.
And I'm sure that'll all be discussed. These were just concerns brought to the commissioners. It does not mean the commissioners made a decision on it. But I know that you had interest.
Yeah,
in
I was wondering why there weren't going to be public spaces on the weekends or whatever else. And if that's their angle for security, sure, I can see that. I don't have to like it, but I can completely understand it.
And so there may be some other outcome. But I thought, well, maybe this is something you would be interested in hearing, since that was had been shared at one of their Tuesday meetings. And then I also see that you would like to hear somewhat about the old railroad corridor that was to be used as a multi-use trail for the parks. And, of course, I can't say too much because when the county's in a lawsuit with somebody, I'm always
get us up to speed on
to
that.
The advice of our attorney, which says, you know, don't say a lot. But the Margie Rice, who was a county attorney years ago and then went to the city for the city attorney, she's now back working for the county. And she says that there are two lawsuits that are pending against the County Parks and Recreation Foundation. And, of course, the county commissioners had to say that and had to determine that our county attorney could work on behalf of the foundation. But that's...
Why are they being sued?
Eminent domain.
The Parks Department evidently went in there and was removing some trees or something, according to something that I had read. And there are those who live along that way that says, no, this is my ground, and here's the proof of why this is my ground. And others are saying, no, it's a part of what we're allowed to use because it was, the city did have it, and then, or at least they believed that they had it, and then they turned it over to the county. And so this is how where we stand now. And so they'll battle that out, it appears, in the court to determine who this property actually belongs to and has right to use it.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawks, our guest this morning. She tunes in with us every Wednesday to keep us up on everything that's happening in our community and the county side of things and the county finance side of things as well. We've been talking about fire districts, Marty. Where are we? We've got more meetings on that coming up. This is where's this going, and where's the county's involvement with all of that?
Okay, the county really does not have any vote on this because it's a fire territory and not a fire district.
Huge difference. That's
it,
what, that's
it's a
the
huge
key.
Difference. The fire districts, such as the Paraclear Creek Fire District, those budgets must come before the county council for the final vote, and so everybody in the county can have input into how much those dollars could be, because the county council is voted on by everybody in the county. Whereas a fire territory, that decision is made just by those townships that are going to be in the territory. Now, from what I understand, what I saw in the paper, there's concerns about whether or not all of the township board from Benton Township would be in favor of this. I did see as part of one of the Facebook information pages for the townships that they were considering not moving forward with this next meeting, which has been advertised. I believe it was for March 8th. And now, that will have to all come out in the paper as far as public notice about when meetings are supposed to be. If they plan not to move forward with this, I would expect them to, they would have to do some kind of legal notice saying it wasn't going forward. But, you know, these are all things that those township boards, not the trustees, but the township boards will have to come to an agreement on in order to have all of this come together. I wish them well. I don't think anybody wants to be without fire protection.
But that won't be the case, will it? Everybody will get fire protection. It's how it's paid for, right?
Well, they have to figure out who they're going to contract with to have that fire protection. If they're not going to be a part of the territory,
then they'll have to start their own, correct?
Where they are going to have fire protection. So that's all up to the trustees to try to feed, not the trustees, but actually the board to provide these services for the people in their township. So I was talking to a family member of mine who lives out near the lake who would be a part of Benton Township, Lake Lemon, and they were not aware of this. Well, not everybody takes the newspaper. So they said, well, how can we find out? And I said, well, make sure you contact your trustee and, more to the point, really your township board members and get the information so that you can weigh in on this. And but then let's go on to things going on at the state. You know, the state made an error in the legislation, and they did something that would have removed some of our local property tax credits that reduces our property tax that was a part of our income tax. And they're trying to correct that now by saying that they will put together some kind of a rate to try to adjust all of that. You know, a lot of this stuff going on in the state is coming down to a last-minute things here happening. But just as a matter of interest here, our Hoosiers team of 1976 is going to be honored in the state Senate chambers on Tuesday. I think that time frame was 1:30. So congratulations to that team.